Faith gives way to potential blessings. Blessings here are seen in a limited sense, meaning the blessings that we perceive. God is always giving us blessings, whether we recognize it or not. And potential here meaning in two ways. One, that sometimes the grace that we ask for, no matter how good it is, God in His wisdom chooses to either give or not, only because in His mind, as always, He's concerned for our good, our greatest good, salvation, or in the fact that we're interceding for someone for his or her salvation. And the second meaning behind potential is to recognize that it isn't about if I have X, then I get Y. If I have faith, then I get healing. If I have faith, then I get a job. If that was the case, it'd be very easy for us to have faith. When we lose heart, those are the moments that faith is required, where we seek solace from the very heart of Jesus, who from His grace provides us with strength and a renewed sense of hope. On the patronal feast, which we celebrate today, of the Holy Family, we're called to meditate over the lives that we have been presented with, particularly from the Old Testament figure of Abraham, from the first two readings, and from St. Joseph. The bookends, so to speak, of the lineage of Jesus, at least when it comes to his Jewish connections. God promised Abraham great things. Land, nation, descendants. But Abraham was confused. He said, I don't even have a child. What's the point of all these things if they can't continue to enjoy them? But God assures Abram, and it says that Abram believed. In the letter to the Hebrews, we hear how he believed that the word of God was trustworthy. The man was in his 70s when he first heard these promises, and right before the promises began to be fulfilled, he was in his 90s. His wife, Sarah, everyone was calling barren, sterile. So all the circumstances that were around Abram were basically saying, it's all wishful thinking. You know, I don't know why you're putting your hope in God. Look around you. Man, you're old. Everything that is around you is saying, it's not going to happen. But it did happen. He had Isaac. He had a son from Sarah. There was great rejoicing. Look at me, I'm 90 years old and I got a son. Now he knew that God would certainly fulfill his promises, because that was just unheard of. Years down the line, however, it would seem that his joy would be short-lived. God tells Abraham, now Abraham, I need you to sacrifice your son. Now, Abraham at that point could have said, you know, I discern this wrong, you know. I mean, if God wants me to continue to have descendants, there's no way he's asking me to sacrifice. Pagan gods at that time, really demons, they would always require human sacrifice. Abraham could, at that time, thought, well, I guess you're just like all the other gods. But Abraham still trusted. Abraham still had faith. Abraham said, okay, well, I'll just go and do as you ask, Lord, because he was affirmed in the goodness of God for him. There was nothing that was making him waver in his love, in the recognition of God's love for him. If God, after all, had given me an heir, how can I deny him this, no matter how heart-wrenching it is for me? And then we hear how right before he was to make the sacrifice, God stopped him, stayed his hand, and said no. The God who spared Abraham's son did not spare his only son to die on the altar of the cross. That was the point that God was trying to convey. Saint Joseph trusted in the message of the angel, took Mary as his wife, even though she was preggers, right? She was pregnant. And this was because the angel said she has conceived in her womb through the Holy Spirit, by the overshadowing, the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, looking at the circumstances, there was nothing that Saint Joseph could fall back on and say, oh, that makes sense. You know, he's going through the scriptures, he's just not finding anything that says this happens on a regular basis, right? No one's ever heard of this. But Saint Joseph had faith. He trusted. And then afterwards, there came a point where he needed to take his family to safety, right? Angel comes again and says, you gotta get him out of here. Herod's wacko, right? He's gunned for you. He's gunned for your son. Leave. And you can just imagine St. Joseph waking up and then, you know, packing things, but then noticing everyone else seems to be doing fine. You know, they're not doing anything. They're not stressing out. They're not packing and trying to get out of there. Very easy for him to go, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm making a big deal out of this. Again, the circumstances demonstrated to him, contrary to what the voice from above said. But he trusted. He had faith. Faith means putting our trust in the God of the universe, in God our Heavenly Father, because we are aware of His identity, of His undying love for us. We recognize that there is nothing in which He would ask of us that would cause us harm. It's all for our salvation. It doesn't mean that there won't be forces at work trying to go against us. It doesn't mean that we're going to be immune from harm and trouble. It does mean that our faith and our perseverance will be rewarded, even if that means only in the life to come. Where have we doubted and disbelieved in the Father's goodness? What circumstantial pitfalls have we ended up falling into and then using as some kind of security blanket to define how we are to live our life, rather than allowing our faith to come through? What has God shared with us that we still don't want to do? The Lord thirsts for our faith. Faith is not about that which I can get from God. It is about how we can make a return to Him who has first loved us.